What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the
She's My Sister podcast.
Today, we're joined by our husbands. Say hello.
Aaron, Katie's husband.
Anton, Malin's husband.
Dale, Amy's husband.
Also known as Jaden. Today, we're just going to ask some funny questions to kind of introduce the guys and get to know them a little bit better.
So today, we are hanging out in our parents' family room.
And four of us squeezed together on one couch with two recliners all huddled up together around one microphone.
And our 14-year-old family dog is also in the room, and she makes noises sometimes that sound like Yoda.
So, combined with, like, a whale.
So if you hear that sound, that is what that is. So yeah, we're gonna just jump right into this episode featuring our husbands.
Now, before we ask the first question, let's be kind with our answers so that we're still all friends at the end of this.
So this first question is for the husbands. If your wife could send you to a body repair shop, what would she have fixed?
Okay, so Anton is going to answer first.
Probably money.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a body repair shop.
But it is a body repair because it's repairing a part of your body.
Yeah.
I totally thought he said money.
No.
I should probably fix my money.
My money.
His knee, if you didn't catch that correctly.
Yes, my knee.
He has had two major knee surgeries.
Three major knee surgeries.
So, geez, Madam's a gold digger over here.
I'm going to take you to the body repair shop and have them fix your money.
How about you, Aaron?
I would say my back.
Definitely.
Had some major injuries.
And how did you do those injuries?
Playing rugby, mostly. Doesn't feel very good most days.
So far, these are pretty nice. It just sounds like we want our husbands to feel better.
They sound so broken.
All right, Jaden, what would I fix about your, if I could send you to a body repair shop?
Also, Jaden's back. I'm just going to answer for him.
He has three herniated discs at the moment.
You sound terrible.
You all sound very, hurt. Very broken.
Yeah.
And how old are all of you?
12.
So Jaden is 24. Anton?
Anton is 26.
Man, now I feel old. 31.
Man, but what an still, old man. Those are all very young ages.
In your prime of life.
What is your husband's least favorite food, according to you?
According to me, it would be the majority of vegetables.
Same.
Particularly green ones.
Particularly like green beans.
Broccoli, cauliflower.
All the cruciferous vegetables, yes. Sounds like.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mostly vegetables, right? Am I missing anything, Aaron?
That's a safe assumption.
So for Christmas, he comes like to sit down with his plate, and he's got a very monochromatic meal. He's got white mashed potatoes. He's got some sourdough bread with butter, and he's got a big slab of ham.
That sounds like a perfect dinner. It was tasty.
You're not very picky.
Seriously?
Oh, okay. Anton will not eat blue cheese.
No.
Oh,
he thinks that it tastes
why.
Like, well, I mean, it is mold.
It is mold.
Toe fungus.
Yeah.
Is that what you think? It tastes like toe fungus?
Yeah, pretty much. Madeline did not believe me, so she made me try a bite of her salad that had blue cheese on it, and she didn't want to leave me alone until I tried it, and then I almost threw up.
Oh!
Like, seriously.
For some reason, this is really mean.
She was laughing at me the whole time.
I thought it was so funny.
It probably would be. But Aaron doesn't like feta cheese either.
He didn't like feta cheese, but then I got him to try it, and he likes it now. Mm. So I thought the same thing for blue cheese.
It tastes just like goat cheese, like you'd put on like beans.
Right.
But blue cheese, I guess, isn't as good.
Aaron's over here drinking his wine with two hands, like he's drinking cocoa or something. What are you doing? Nice
and warm and yummy.
Well, I wish they had a visual for that. So, now, husbands, what is your wife's least favorite food?
My wife's least favorite food is peas.
Yeah.
She wrote a song about it one time.
As a child.
It was to the tune of Carmen.
Sung to the tune of Carmen.
Yeah. Can you sing a little bit for us?
I hate peas. Give me broccolis. They look like trees. I have to sneeze. Oh my golly geez. I hate peas.
Wow, you still need a lot of that. Good job.
Well, for years, it was printed and laminated on our wall.
Well, she sings it all the time when we're at home. So
I'm just reminding you not to make peas.
Just while you're cooking in the kitchen.
I've actually graduated to the point where I like frozen peas. I just hate canned peas. They're like mushy, disgusting.
Ugh. Makes sense.
And the reason I made that song and put it up on Mom and Dad's kitchen wall is because I was hoping it would be a deterrent from them buying peas and making them for dinner, but it still continued. The best it got to was sometimes Mom and Dad would open an additional can of vegetables that wasn't peas.
Mm.
So I guess that's a win.
You still had to have veggies, just a different kind. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron, what is Katie's least favorite food?
I don't know.
I'm really not picky.
You're not picky either. You eat wide variety.
Time out. You cannot be chewing while you're talking on this. It's really obvious.
Well, then stop asking me questions while I eat my cookies.
You could have asked Jaden next.
I know.
How unthoughtful.
Since Jaden isn't eating a cookie, Jaden, what's my least favorite food?
Onions and mushrooms.
He nailed it.
Bell peppers.
Tomatoes.
Well, she likes tomatoes. I love tomatoes.
Not cooked in things.
Things he does that annoy you.
Or she. Does.
Well, I just asked for the husbands.
I know, but are you going to ask for the wife, too?
Anton's after? Ready.
Yeah. Sounds like Anton has one queued up ready to go.
Okay, fine. You can go first. Okay. I already know what you're going to say.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead and answer.
Just say it.
No. You do
just
it.
Just guess.
No.
There's two things.
I want to see what you say.
There are two things. One, it's the toothbrush thing.
Okay, tell me about the toothbrush thing. I don't know this.
So I have an electric toothbrush, and when I'm done using it, I don't dry it off properly, and it goes into the base where it charges, and it leaves a blue little ring.
No, it's not a blue little ring. There's like saliva and it's all slimy, and when you pick it up, it like stretches off of it.
What? That is such an exaggeration.
I literally clean it every single time. Like, I go there, I'm like, ugh, and I just clean the inside and then put it back on.
That is such an exaggeration.
I like how you can tell that Jaden also does what Maddie does, because the whole time Maddie was talking, Jaden's like nodding his head, and he's like, yeah, that's fine. That's what you do.
Anton's just over-exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally just over-exaggerating. Okay, what was the other thing?
So it sounds like we're talking about habits, then, that we dislike.
Yeah. Okay, what was the other thing that apparently I do that annoys you?
It doesn't really annoy me.
What is it?
I'm just kind of like, why?
What?
Why?
When you're drinking water, you're just like, like that. That's all.
She sounds like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh my gosh.
That's all.
I have to drink a lot of water in a day. It's good for you.
When we were kids, sometimes like our parents would get us like, I don't know, a water bottle or like a container of juice or whatever, and we're crying. They'd be like, oh, here, split this back here. You never, ever wanted to get the bottle after Madeline because it would be empty. You'd get one little sip out of it, and then she would drink the entire bottle.
You know what? I'm well hydrated. Always have been.
Always have been. Quite proud of it.
Aaron, what annoys you that Katie does?
I can think of one.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I want to see if it's the same thing
or not. Probably not.
Go ahead. Okay, then you go ahead first.
When we're out hiking or just anywhere, really, Katie has a tendency to just start singing. Breaking out into song.
I feel like that's same for all of them.
Time out.
You don't like that?
They don't like that?
Wait.
At times.
The hills are alive.
Yes, I feel like theme music as we're hiking is a good thing.
I'm out enjoying nature.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
My songs are usually themed around what we're doing.
We're going to the store. We're going to the store. And not buying peas.
As in, melons are all themed to this. Are all to the Carmen soundtrack.
It's stuck in my head.
I thought you were going to say that you get annoyed with how loudly I chew. He thinks I chew really loud.
He thinks I chew loudly, too.
I don't chew with my mouth open, but he says that I chew really loudly.
You do that, Mel.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You sneeze unnecessarily dramatic.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. Oh. When he sneezes, he stomps his feet on the floor.
I just go like that.
But it's so unnecessary.
You throw a little temper tantrum when you sneeze?
No, I just kick one foot like this.
But here's the thing. He must be the sneeze like... He only... He only sneezes like that when he's just around me because he knows it annoys me.
Or well, when we're in the car. I can actually sneeze like normal.
You know who has the most aggressive sneezes I've ever heard is our dad.
Okay, that's true.
I would lose him in a grocery store and then I would find him again because I'd hear his sneeze like across the entire place.
I would
place.
Demonstrate, but I don't want to blow out your eardrums on your headphones here.
It would not work.
I think it's your turn, Amy and Jaden.
All right, Jaden, what do I do?
Oh, the true newlyweds.
Amy really doesn't have anything except for this annoying little thing on the back of her phone.
My pop socket.
That she constantly pops over and over.
Oh, and I've had to take it and just put my hand on her hand a couple times.
It's a common occurrence.
Sometimes it sneaks up on me when we're alone in the house and scares the crap out of me. And he also pronounces the word tortilla
instead of tortilla. That's intentional.
It is tortilla.
It's intentional, but he doesn't stop doing it.
Yeah, it's tortilla.
What? Why are you doing it right now?
I've never called it tortilla.
I think this is him playing...
He's gaslighting me.
Yeah.
He also calls it... he calls enchiladas quesadillas.
They are quesadillas. They're all quesadillas.
He said it right. Does he say quesadillas?
He says quesadillas, and he'll say that like pretty much any dish that he doesn't know the name of.
Why is it quesadilla, but then we say armadillo and not armadillo?
Why is it Kansas, and then the other one is Arkansas? Why isn't it Arkansas?
I think it should be Arkansas. Get a little sass in there.
Arkansas.
This was an interesting transition.
If you're in Kansas or Arkansas, please don't send us angry emails.
I like to think we reached that far.
Yeah.
We do. All right. Special talents? Special talents.
Special talents.
You can change the batteries in the smoke detector.
Aaron can pick up just about anything that he drops on the floor with his toes.
So can you.
Ooh. I do have monkey toes. Like, I'm pretty good at that.
You guys are such a talented family.
I know. Madeline can hang a spoon off her nose for like a really long time. If I was a collector, what would I collect?
Jaden would collect Star Wars memorabilia, which we kind of already do.
Amy would probably do Friends or How I Met Your Mother.
No, probably Friends or Disney. No.
Friends or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. You already have kind of a Harry Potter collection.
Harry Potter or Friends.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, what would yours be?
Aaron's would be dinosaurs.
No.
Fossils?
Dragons.
Maybe some swords.
Dinosaurs.
You have a pretty good collection of big, heavy history books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do enjoy those.
What would mine be?
Picks up a rock. Multiple. And puts them in my backpack.
And then he's got a huge backpack full of rocks.
Yeah.
You're the one who calls me a pack rat.
Well, you do just pack a lot of stuff. You never get rid of anything.
I just don't like to get rid of sentimental things.
Anything. When you're going through drawers, you just like put it all into like a smaller box and put it back into where it's going.
Well, it's organized, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's organized. It's just a lot of things I probably don't need.
Mm-hmm. What about Anton? What would he collect?
IT things. TVs. He would collect TVs.
TVs?
He loves to buy TVs.
I love TVs, yeah. I don't even watch them that much, but I just like to buy them.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Okay, so we were trying to discuss, is this going to be animal that you look like or animal that you feel like the personality goes along with them?
Personality.
Hmm. Are we assigning these to our husband or are they...
We're just assigning these to people. No, we're not picking for yourself. I don't think that's fair.
You'd be a dog.
What?
Because you like dogs. So we were... Okay, I have to tell the story. Okay, so we went to a drama camp when we were probably, like... How old were we?
We
like
were 10? Too old to be at this camp.
You were too old.
Katie
we were
was
fine.
A little too old to be at this camp. She was the only one who was her age. And everyone thought she was, like, a teacher. Or a leader.
They did not think I was a teacher.
They thought you were the ones running it. And you had to do the dances with us and stuff.
Oh, that was terrible.
But anyways, they, like, had us do an icebreaker one day, and they were like, okay, go around and say what animal you would be. And so all these people are saying, like, well, I would be this because, I don't know, like, I'd be a giraffe because I'm colorful and tall or something.
Okay, what did our cousin say? She was like, I'd be a peacock because I'm proud and beautiful.
Well, then it gets to Katie, and she feels you probably felt funny being here anyway or something because you were with all these little kids. And she's like, you know, all these people are telling why and everything and being dramatic, which is why we were at a drama camp. And Katie's like, I like dogs.
Oh, You were so excited.
And so from then on.
It's like that kid off that commercial. I like turtles.
Yeah. Similar. And so, yeah, from then on, we always say that to Katie.
All I said was, I like dogs.
No, you said, I like dogs.
Anyways, this was like 15 years ago, and this gets brought up so frequently.
It's just a phrase we say.
I think Aaron would want to be an eagle. He had a very long conversation with his brother and cousin the other day about who would win versus an eagle versus a unicorn.
Obviously an eagle.
And they said an eagle.
Wait, over a unicorn?
Exactly. I don't feel like this is an obviously answer.
It's an obviously eagle.
How would a unicorn win?
They have a horn on their head eagle that they could the stab the talons. Eagle with.
They could kick them with their hooves.
Exactly.
A unicorn's horn isn't pointy enough to stab something.
How do you know that?
He's seen one, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, the unicorns I've seen have pointy horns that they could stab the eagle with.
Yeah, but how would it get to the eagle?
Yeah,
the eagle's
it soaring would bite in the air. Its wing
but
and
the
eagle's
pull it soaring
down.
In the air, it'd be able to go down and strike
what
it.
What is the eagle going to do?
When the eagle
strike
swoops,
it sounds in its eyes.
Easy.
Oh, I regret bringing this up.
Because you're wrong.
Okay, Aaron can be the eagle and I'll be a unicorn.
Okay.
Oh.
Time out. You're like, I can be a unicorn. You're a dog.
You are wearing a Dalmatian sweater. Yeah.
I like this sweatshirt, and I've gotten so much grief over it this weekend.
Okay, so Katie bought a champion sweatshirt, and it has the pattern of a Dalmatian.
Okay, except someone was like, you look like a cow.
Wonder who that was.
Definitely not a cow.
I'd go koala for myself.
Why?
Because they have the life. They sleep all day.
That's
not your life, though.
Everyone just wants to cuddle them.
I like to kill you, but that's the opposite of your life. You're not a koala at all. You're like a stubborn little terrier or something. Maybe a little... We'll give you something better. You're a stubborn little
question.
Bulldog.
I need to put a little more thought into it for some of you and then come back to it.
Okay. Amy, what would Amy be?
A cat?
Yeah.
No, Amy would be something that, like...
I do more than
chippers.
Just sleep around.
A fawn.
You say something that chippers?
Like something
that... You know that... Oh, I'm not going to say that.
Hamster.
Continue. No. Metal.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Tell me.
No. Katie, just say it. No holding back.
No, because it was an original thing. It was an original thought, and I don't feel like it completely applies.
To who?
And she's going to get mad.
What part does apply?
You know, in Oliver and Company?
Mm-hmm.
You know the poodle? Because
you're barking up the wrong tree. In the fabulous one that had a mansion, I'm okay with that.
Okay, that's why I'm saying, like, there's parts that apply.
So Amy would be the rich poodle.
That's what I'm saying, but it doesn't fully apply. So
I like her. I like her closet.
Yeah, she has a good style.
She's always put together.
Yes, exactly. But she doesn't take any guff.
I'm a little tougher than her as far as the.
I'm just saying. That's why I said I'm hesitant to say this because you're gonna get offended.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's where the differences are. I see it.
I think Amy would be like a chickadee.
I can see that.
Yeah, a little chickadee.
So when Maddie was younger and she had to draw a chickadee for school, it ended up being the fattest bird I've ever seen.
Okay, very, very cute.
Very cute and like...
You know that...
They make little cute little chickadee sounds.
You know that like cartoon where there's that big rooster?
The...
Tom and Jerry?
No, the one that's a southern rooster.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know how there's that little
rooster? Foghorn Leghorn.
Hmm? Wait, where are you going with this?
That small one?
Yeah.
The little hot. Oh my gosh.
That's so much worse than the poodle.
That's the best answer ever. That's perfect.
Why?
I don't know. That does fit you.
All right. Next question.
If you are watching TV, what are you watching? But you have to answer for your
spouse.
Yeah.
Right now, my spouse is watching The Mandalorian from Disney Plus.
Mm.
But only with me because we're not allowed to watch it without each other.
Aaron would be watching football?
Yeah. Yep.
If you're watching it by yourself.
Yeah. Katie would be watching Disney.
No, time out. I don't feel like I watch Disney that frequently. Like,
no, but if you had a choice, you would be watching a Disney movie.
Amy would be watching Friends, without a doubt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good way to start the day.
It is. They're taking it off Netflix, but Jaden bought it for me for Christmas, so we're fine.
Smart man.
Oh, I know what Anton would be watching.
What?
Ancient Aliens.
That's a great show. Okay, I do like Ancient Aliens.
I hate Ancient Aliens.
I don't know why, I just like it.
Aaron likes that too.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Madeline never lets me watch it though, so I have to watch it when she's not there.
That's why I said when you're alone, because I don't like that.
You'd watch like This Is Us or...
Oh, I love that show. Makes me cry.
Friends too.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Frasier.
Oh, I love Frasier. Mm-hmm. His humor is just the best.
It's so witty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Him and Niles. Niles cracks me up so much.
Yeah.
One of them is, what do we argue about? And for this, we just mean like the kind of funny, silly little things that keep coming up. So one of those would be, for me and Jaden, I don't know why, but this has been something since we first started dating, is whether or not the Rebel Alliance in Star Wars was a terrorist organization.
They were.
There you go. That's what we argue about.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we could get really into this and that we'd, like, it would take up too much time.
It would literally take 30 seconds.
Yeah. Madeline and Anton?
Food.
Food, what do you mean?
Argue about food?
Mm-hmm, whenever we're hungry.
Oh, if we get hangry, we start arguing.
About things. Anything, little things.
Well, Aaron does that too. You get the hangries.
Why is it just me?
I do not get the hangries. I get the tiredies.
Grumpies. Oh, I get those too.
Yeah. Like, if I'm tired, I get grumpy, I guess.
In the morning.
Jaden might be right. That might just be the grumpies.
I don't know that I'm even grumpy. It's more like I get emotional. Grumpies. Emotionalies. I just start crying over anything when I'm really tired. I don't feel like I get... I don't know. What do you think?
No, you don't get more angry. You do just get emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you agree that you get hangry?
Yeah, at times. Yeah. I have my moments.
I started carrying granola bars in my purse if we had to be anywhere extended periods of time, so I knew you'd get hungry.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Exactly. All right, and now we're going to switch track, and we're going to do some rapid-fire questions.
Okay, Aaron, this first one's for you. Ariel or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Oh, first celebrity crush?
J-Lo.
Dawn or dusk?
Dawn.
Do you snore?
No.
Favorite season?
Summer.
Cake or pie?
Both.
No, one or the other.
Cake.
Say a word in Spanish.
Hola.
Favorite number?
5.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Men.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
Name a primate besides monkeys and apes.
Humans.
Why can't we tickle ourselves?
Science.
What does a person need to be happy?
Love.
Oh. What's the best age?
25.
If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you accept?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, one more. Would you rather cuddle with a baby panda or a baby penguin?
Panda.
Can we go back and unpack some of these answers?
Which ones are you curious about? Why is he hugging Voldemort?
Well, that one is just favorite. I want to know.
Some love.
I want to know what kind of party he's double dipping at and why it's okay.
Every party.
Little did you know.
And then,
why he picked Jasmine? Because she looks more like you.
Because you were Jasmine one Halloween.
Aww. Didn't know you liked J-Lo though.
That was new.
He does not like J-Lo.
True. Okay. Katie's next. Would you want to live forever?
No.
What's for dinner tonight?
Olive Garden.
How many pulps can you do?
0.
Favorite type of tea?
Green.
Are reindeers real creatures?
Yes.
Say something in an Asian language.
In a what?
Asian language.
Konnichiwa.
What's the fastest speed you've ever driven in a car?
Like 80, 85?
Cake or pie?
Grandma.
Cake.
How many times did you sneeze in the last 7 days?
I don't even know.
I don't either.
12.
Do you like the word dapper?
Yes.
Me too.
Dapper Dan man.
I say that to Anton all the time. Big dogs or small dogs?
Big.
How many hours of sleep do you need?
How many do I need or how many do I get?
How many do you need?
8.
How many do you get?
Like 4.
Are women complicated?
Yes.
say good day, mate, in an Australian accent.
Good day, mate. Was that more British?
Yeah. I think so.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Is that better? Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
I don't know.
Razor blades.
Razor blades.
You sound like Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Continuing.
How often is it healthy to cry?
How often is it healthy or how often do I?
How often is healthy?
I don't know. A couple times a week? Daily? I don't know. Depends on how long you're crying for.
Are you crying daily?
Oh, I definitely cry a few times a week.
Okay, what's your favorite carb? Bread, pasta, rice, or potatoes?
Bread.
If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Man, that is not like a rapid fire question.
It's on the list.
That one you've got to like really put some thought in. That is not a rapid fire question.
Where is the love?
Where is the love? Okay, stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Stale Sour Patch Kids.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Okay, are rats cute?
No.
Okay, that's it. Remy's cute.
That no, Ratatouille is not the same.
Cartoon rats don't count.
Yeah, rats carry all kinds of horrible, like, just go back to the plague. Thank the rats.
Okay. Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to salsa dance?
The Zumba version.
What does the acronym SCUBA stand for?
Super cute, underappreciated...
Baby animals.
Yeah.
Baby animals pop in my mind, too.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wiffle ball?
I don't think I've ever played. No, yeah, I played. A 6.
0.
I feel like you're hey! Rating yourself awfully high there.
Okay, continuing.
Being positive.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
Depends 3? On
the shift. Stop!
Moving on. It's true, what's though. Your ideal outside temperature?
85.
If everyone in the world had to get married when they reached a certain age, what age would that be?
25.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
Yes.
Who?
Probably a sibling.
Wait, so you don't actually remember a specific instance?
Not very hard once an ex-boyfriend.
What?
Oh, what'd he do?
Abuse.
He was beans. It wasn't
Wait,
you.
Really quickly tell the story. This is supposed to be rapid fire.
He's being very, very rude, and so I gently, very gently, like, not a full slap.
Can you whisper who lost me?
You just did this again. You can't whisper through headphones.
Yeah, you can't.
You did this to me last episode.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That wasn't quiet.
So
he probably deserved it.
He totally deserved it. That probably hurt, totally came on the thing, but it's only the first name.
Giving presents or getting presents?
Giving.
If you had a child, what would you want them to be the most popular? Would you want them to be the most popular person in high school?
I wouldn't mind.
Make a high-pitched sound.
Can we add that like to a track and like remix it?
Make
you
can a
be like Cardi B in the background. Okay.
Okay. There. Okay. Make a low-pitched sound.
How are you supposed to do that? From 1 to 10,
how hot do you like your shower water?
An 8.
Oh, I like mine like a 10.
Me too.
Scalding.
Like an 11.
8.5.
Burn my skin.
No.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
No.
Yes.
Can you touch your toes without bending your knees?
Yes.
Do you like the name Charlie for a girl?
No.
Do you know the
there
definition?
There was a girl in my kinder class that was really mean named Charlie.
Do you know the definition of triskaidekaphobia?
It's a fear of number 13.
What the heck? Why
yeah,
do you
I
know
was
that?
Not expecting you to know that.
Because in an episode of Friends, they're practicing for a game show, and Ross' guess is that that's the fear of Triscuits,
yeah,
and it's actually the fear of 13. So watching Friends is educational.
Last one. Have you ever tasted soap?
Yep.
How?
I think I was a kid, and it seemed appealing.
I thought you were going to say you were showering and it accidentally got in your mouth.
That too.
Okay. Next.
These are fun.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to go next?
Sure,
you,
here, it is you. Very yeah. hard to just be like, okay, and let the answers go by, because a lot of these I really want to know more behind the answers.
Okay, Maddie, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Ask permission.
If the toilet paper roll is really low but not completely out, do you replace it or leave it for someone else?
Leave it for someone else. I'm being honest.
What is the type of triangle with two equal sides called again?
A type of triangle with
two equal sides.
two
Is it scalene or isosceles? Is it isosceles?
Isosceles. I don't know. I'm going to go with isosceles.
Okay, moving on. Name a word that starts with the letter Q.
Queen.
Climb a mountain or jump out from an airplane?
Climb a mountain.
If you're really hungry, would you eat a bug?
Yes.
I've eaten a termite.
Ew, why?
Oh. Because our guide was like, oh, try them. They taste like grass.
Did it?
Oh. It did.
Okay, continue.
But how long can gross. You? How long can you hold your breath for?
Not long.
Have you ever seen a kangaroo in person?
No. Wait, yes, at the zoo.
When people stand up for a standing ovation, are you usually one of the early people or one of the last people to stand?
Early.
I always feel the pressure and then I stand.
I guess it depends on what it's for, but usually early.
Would you rather be besties for Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Why?
Did you ever believe
I like Rihanna a lot.
I do too, but like, why would you rather be friends with her?
Katie, we're not supposed to be...
Sorry.
Yeah, continue.
Did you ever believe in Santa Claus?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No.
Well, dogs go to heaven, right?
Yes.
Do you Instagram your food?
On my story, yes.
Does taking pictures of your food and sending them to your group family chat count?
I do that.
Katie does that the most. Time.
Make the sound of seal makes.
Oh, thanks, Katie.
Oh, that was a seal. That was a dolphin. A seal. They like the arf thing. The arf thing.
Oh. That was good, Aaron.
I've been practicing.
Wait, do it again, Aaron.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, continue.
What would you eat for a week straight?
Pizza.
Pizza. If there's a spider in the house, do you kill it or do you set it free?
Kill it.
Would you
fire?
No thought about it. Continue.
Polka dots or stripes?
Unless it's a daddy long leg, because they don't hurt people.
Say something cool.
Don't trip, chocolate chip.
What the
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Awesome.
Continue.
What's a country you'd be okay with never visiting in your life?
Turkey. I've heard it's not a nice place. We're hungry.
All right.
Hungry.
Last one. So, if you were given the opportunity to fly into space, given today's technology, would you take it?
No. Heck no.
All right.
Okay.
Anton.
It's like, no, because I want to come back.
Yes. Anton, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, would you rather come face-to-face with a miniature hippopotamus or a giant cockroach? Both are in a bad mood.
Cockroach.
Really?
Yeah, that's scary.
I'm so surprised. Okay. When was the last time you stayed up past 4 in the morning?
Last time I was in Houston, it was Whiskey River.
What's the lamest dessert that people try to pass off as a dessert?
I have no clue.
When people are like, here's some applesauce with sprinkles on
it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mom tried to trick us.
She was, okay, but I thought that was so good when she would send us to school in our lunches. She put up applesauce and then sprinkles on it so it looked pretty.
It made it way better.
And we thought it was great.
Yep. When you fly on a plane, do you wear a neck pillow?
No.
Do you like Disneyland?
No.
How would you rate your karaoke skills on a scale of 1 to Mariah Carey?
Wait, old Mariah Carey or new Mariah Carey?
Yeah, she should be 10.
Old Mariah Carey.
I'd say about an
8.
Oh. I need to hear some
of this. So that means Anton is going to do our intro music this round.
All right. John Legend, then?
Right around that area.
Yeah,
say.
Okay.
What's the name of the street you grew up on?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
McKittrick Street.
Are what? Your grandparents mildly rude?
Are these questions so people can, like, hack into our bank accounts?
No, not at all. sort of. Yeah.
What was your father's middle name?
Yeah.
What's your favorite clothing brand?
Alphalete.
Black beans or refried beans in your burrito?
Black beans.
Using an Elmo voice, tell me how you like your coffee.
Elmo?
Mm-hmm. He's like, how does Elmo sound?
High-pitched.
He's like, I can't do it. He laughs a lot.
Mr. My best friend!
Oh, silly Mr. Noodle.
He's like that.
Yeah, there's that Tickle Me Elmo one, you know that little thing?
Yeah.
Okay, order your coffee in an Elmo voice.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. I like Americano, Mr. Noodle.
If you were to play something, I could probably do it.
Well, Katie just kind of did it for you.
Rapid fire.
Are tomatoes a fruit or vegetable?
Fruit.
Who is your favorite Harry Potter character? I
don't know. Neville.
We all know you liked Hermione.
Okay.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yes.
Do you...
Pack of gum when I was a kid.
Me too. We just talked about this on the last episode.
We did.
We were meant to be. Do you think anyone considers you a hipster?
No.
What's the sound you would make if you were freezing cold? When eating a formal meal with multiple forks, do you start from the outside or inside?
Whatever's forks. Closer to my hand.
What's your favorite martial art? Like,
need a bit of watercolor painting.
I don't know.
Like UFC or?
I mean, I like UFC because anything kind of goes, but I like Muay Thai.
LA or New York?
LA.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Sour Patch Kids.
Super Mario Brothers or Zelda?
Super Mario Brothers.
If Tupac appeared right now, what's the first thing you would ask him?
Where you been, man?
Yeah, where you been? Where you been hiding out, man?
What temperature do you like your thermostat at?
70 to 69.
Oh, when we're talking about things we argue about, there's one.
True. Which animal adds more joy to the world, squirrels or llamas?
Llamas.
Duh. That was it. Yeah, okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy garlic?
Like a 5.
It's another thing. You know, we were talking about how we argue. Aaron takes the amount of garlic in a recipe and, like, triples it.
As it should be. Yep, that's the way to do it.
Okay, last one. How do you feel about cranberries?
They're delicious.
Okay, Jaden, you ready?
I want Anton to answer that one.
What is wind?
It's air beneath my feet.
The wind beneath my wings. Okay, Jaden, you ready? Mm-hmm. Do you find handlebar mustaches to be handsome?
Extremely.
Who inspires you? Yoda?
Darth Vader.
If you could push a button and make everyone in the world 7% happier, but it would also place a worldwide ban on all hairstyling products, what would you push?
The happy.
If there was a hair in your soup at a restaurant, would you return it?
Nope.
Oh.
Ew.
Just the hair. What's the most boring thing ever?
Friends.
No!
Tell me what you like to do on weekends in a Valley Girl voice.
What's a Valley Girl
voice? Oh my gosh, gag me with a spoon.
What?
So weird.
Sleep.
I think like Beverly Hills.
You
sleep?
Has to be like... Like, yes. Oh my gosh, of course I would be sleeping.
Yeah, add some of that in there.
What Maddie said.
Erin, I bet you could do it. Go.
Yes, girl. Yeah.
You totally did.
Yes, girl.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay, what size bed do you prefer?
Small.
What's your middle name?
Dale.
How do you feel about marshmallows?
Overrated.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Favorite city in... Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
Okay, would you say so? Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Ellensburg.
Nickname your parents used to call you?
Jado Potato.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Jado Potato. Last song you downloaded.
You don't want to hurt Jado Potato.
Jeez, what was that?
It's okay, close it.
I hate peas, give me broccoli.
Yeah, I downloaded.
Are you on Spotify now?
Yeah.
Check it out on Spotify. Mission here.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Every language? What, animals talk about food?
I would way rather be able to talk to animals.
Yeah,
no one else can do that.
I would get paid so much more money if I could speak every other language.
No, if you're the only person in the entire world that can speak to animals.
Don't you think you'd get paid a lot if you could speak to animals?
No, it wouldn't be interesting.
They would know all
the things. Okay, this is not rapid fire. Jaden, favorite holiday?
4th of July.
No one else. How long does it take you
your
to
birthday?
Get ready?
10 minutes.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
8.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is blank.
Overrated.
Ooh. At what age do you want to retire?
40.
At what? I already asked you that. Invisibility or super strength? Ooh, this is kind of tricky.
Invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. Good choice. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
It's wrong to be vegetarian.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
About a 9.
First celebrity crush?
Mila Kunis.
If you could travel back in time, what period would you go to? You wanted to go to 1620.
BC.
What? Favorite?
Me, Jado.
Childhood?
Me, Potato.
Me, Jaden Potato. Jado Potato.
Place you most want to travel?
Germany.
Favorite junk food?
Pizza. Does that count as junk food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a staple.
Yeah. Do you ever post inspirational quotes on social media?
I don't post anything on social media.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Say a word in Spanish.
Cayete.
What?
I don't know.
Are you trying to say cayete?
Yeah, I don't know Spanish.
Cayete? Fayette. Mm-hmm. Fayette. Say a word in German. Not a dirty word.
Sprechen die Deutsch.
Okay. Favorite number?
21.
Name one of the seven dwarves.
Grumpy?
Name all the seven dwarves.
Grumpy?
You can't?
Aaron, can you do it? I bet you could.
Nope.
Come on, Aaron.
Grumpy, sleepy, sneezy?
Uh-huh.
Think of the emotions. Angry? No.
You said grumpy.
Oh. What am I?
Happy.
At? Happy. Sad?
Sad.
Dopey.
Dopey, yep.
Doc.
Doc isn't an emotion.
They're not all emotion. What did we say? Happy, sneezy,
sleepy,
grumpy.
Grumpy. Dopey. Doc.
Seventh what one. Are we forgetting?
Oh, and you're judging me.
Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Sneezy always gets left out.
Sneezy.
How long can you hold your breath for?
1 minute.
You know that for sure?
Prove it.
Would you rather be besties with Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
Why?
She's rich.
Rihanna's rich too.
And she's married to Jay-Z.
Do you like Jay-Z?
Rihanna has a beauty line.
Do you really think I need that?
Your wife might.
Hey.
Like you might want it.
I would want it.
Not like that. Okay, what sound does a bear make?
What do you think of when I say fruit?
Spray.
Basket.
Tomatoes.
You thought Fruit Loops?
I thought spray. No.
Fruit spray?
Yeah.
Passion fruit spray?
I know, that's why Aaron just said this. It popped right into my head.
Yeah. What's the most embarrassing song on your iTunes?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Red or blue?
Blue. Red.
Blue. What are you afraid of?
Spiders.
Needles.
Yeah, spiders.
And sharks.
Car accidents.
Ooh. Mm.
Nope, definitely sharks and
guess
needles.
I'm afraid of that too.
Birds.
You must really hate the movie then.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
Getting into my car at night when the car light won't turn on so I can't see if anyone's in the backseat.
Okay, that about wraps it up for this episode with the husbands. Hopefully we can convince them to be on at another time. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks so much for listening to the She's My Sister podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review because it greatly helps us. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.